The fourth day of the blessed month of Bauna, the martyrdom of Saint Shanusi. On this day, Saint Shanusi, also known as Saint Shanusi, who was from Balkim, was martyred. When he was a young man, he tended the sheep. He used to give his food to the young shepherds and spend his day fasting. He visited the sick and those who were in prison. One night, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a vision and told him, "Rise up and go before the governor and confess your God to receive the crown of martyrdom." When he woke up from his sleep, he told that to his mother. She was very sorry and wept, for she was unable to prevent him. He had heard about a righteous holy woman in the city of Shobra, whose name was Miriam. She received the poor and the sojourners and did many good deeds. He went to her, and both agreed on receiving the crown of martyrdom. They went to Arsenos, the governor, who was residing in a ship anchored on the bank of the river Nile. They cried out before him, saying, "We are Christians." He ordered that they be tortured. While they were torturing them, Saint Miriam delivered up her soul into the hand of the Lord. The Lord Christ comforted and strengthened Saint Shanusi. When the governor failed to change Shanusi's conviction, he sent him with many others to the governor of Antinoe, or Encina, who tortured Shanusi severely. Then he brought a sorcerer from Achmim, who gave the saint a drink mixed with poison. The saint, having made over it the sign of the cross, drank it, and no harm came to him. When the governor was tired of torturing him, he ordered that Shanusi be put to death. They cut off his head with the sword. The sorcerer believed when he saw that, so they cut off his head also. Both received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, Saint Anba Amun and Saint Sophia were martyred. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. This day also marks the martyrdom of Saint John of Heraclea. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Today also marks the departure of Saint Abahor in the mountain of El Amoud in the east. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1320 A.D., Pope Ioannis VIII, the 80th Patriarch, departed. He was from Minyat Beni Qusaym and was known as El Mu'attam ibn El Qadis, and his name was Ioanna bin Ebsel. He became a monk in the monastery of El Sharan and was ordained a patriarch on the 19th of Amshir in the year 1300 A.D. During his days, severe tribulations befell the Christians. The government forced them to dye their turbans with the color blue. Churches were closed in Old Cairo and then in different parts of the country, except for the monasteries of Alexandria, and some churches in other cities also. An envoy from the King of Spain came to intercede on behalf of the Christians. Two churches were opened. One of them was the Coptic Church of the Virgin Lady in Harat Zewela, and the other was the Malachite Church of St. Nicholas in El Hamzawi. Nicholas was a contemporary of the Saint Anba Barsuma, known as El Arian ibn El Taban, who departed during these days. The patriarch prayed over him on the 5th of El Nasi in the year of the martyrs 1021. This patriarch was the last to reside in the church of Abu Safain in Cairo. He was the first to relocate the patriarchal chair to the Church of the Virgin Lady in Heretzweiler. He was residing there in the year 1303, Year of the Martyrs, when a severe earthquake took place that destroyed a large part of Syria and Egypt. Ibn Kabre indicated that this patriarch had made some changes in the liturgy. He departed after remaining on the chair for 20 years, 3 months, and 15 days, and was buried in the monastery of El Sharan. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.